Some people will be very happy without their brother.
But I feel
so in a family, where such love exists, I hope you would be together, inshallah. But if that brother of yours was so bad, as he was to be adjusted as a fit fodder for hell, I'm quite certain you wouldn't miss him. Your attitude to your brother tells me that he's also a fine boy. So why should Allah send this fine boy to hell and to you, and you to paradise? Why not the other direction of the hypothesis?
That is why I initially said it's hypothetical.
This is what I'm saying, that part is positively hypothetical, that your brother may go to hell. No, inshallah. I hope not.
I'm saying that, sir, there are certain, in some families there are...
Of course, I mean, very lightly, in a light mood, I'm trying to make you see the reality.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that this situation which you are describing, mm-hmm, in itself has the answer to your question. If a good pious man has a good pious brother, mm-hmm, naturally he loves him so much, it's impossible for him to conceive of a heaven without him. But if that man is a vicious man and evil, the brother I mean, sometimes you are so removed, so far apart in this life as well, that if he is taken away from you, it would be good riddance rather than missing him. So in that situation, the bondage of brotherhood would remain the same. Yet the brother himself may not like him to be together, put together in the same heaven or paradise. Ghalib has described this situation in some of his verses. But he said, he puts it the other way around. The hypothesis which is being discussed by you is also discussed by Ghalib in quite a different way. He is kinder to his beloved and unkind to him in this. غالب بھی گر نہ ہو تو کچھ ایسا ضرر نہیں دنیا ہو یارب اور میرا بادشاہ ہو. That what I say is that if paradise is not a myth and it is a reality, and all I pray for is this, that my beloved should be in that paradise. If غالب is not there, غالب doesn't mind much about that, but the beloved must be there. So this is all hypothetical. The fact is that if Allah decides to send someone to hell and send someone to paradise, it is within Allah's power to see to it that whoever is in paradise is happy. So whatever can cause unhappiness will turn that heaven into hell for him. So heaven is a place of happiness, not of unhappiness. That you must be rest assured about. So whatever the situation be, even if the closest relationship does not deserve to go to the heaven with another close relationship, Allah would have changed your entire attitudes towards things. Don't think that you will get up exactly as you are today, or at the time of one's death, you know. One gets up in a different form, different shape, with different sensibilities, with different affinities and loves. One is so close to Allah after death that whatever is close to Allah is beloved. Whatever is away from Allah is not at all liked by the heavenly souls. So they will not miss anybody. If Allah punishes correctly, and Allah will punish justifiably, then those who are on the side of Allah after death, they are the people who are people of paradise. They would not miss those who are on the wrong side of Allah. That I can assure you.